Leading the news this morning, tributes have been flowing in for former New South Wales Premier Neville Rann, who's died after a long battle with dementia. He was 87 years old. The state's current Premier, Mike Baird, has described Mr. Rann as a towering figure in the New South Wales Labor Party and the state. In other news, a man will face court tomorrow charged with murdering two young girls in Melbourne's northeast. The bodies of the two sisters, who are both aged under 10, were discovered in a house at Watsonia yesterday afternoon. Police say the 35-year-old man was known to the girls. The last communications with a South Korean ferry that sank last week have revealed panic and indecision by the crew. The death toll from the disaster has now climbed to 58, and more than 240 passengers are still missing. Russia has expressed outrage at a fatal shooting in eastern Ukraine, blaming it on Ukrainian nationals. Five people were reportedly killed in a shootout at a checkout manned by pro-Russian militants. Pro-Russian groups are continuing to defy an internationally brokered deal, ordering them to leave occupied government buildings. And former American boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, whose wrongful murder conviction caused an international outcry, has died at the age of 76. Carter spent 19 years in jail for three murders in New Jersey in 1966. His plight was made famous in Bob Dylan's song, Hurricane.